Vet Voice. In defense of foreign aid. Alan W. Dowd's article, October, and the cover, mentions the Berlin airlift. I served with the 529th Military Police Service Company. The convoy started in Gießen, West Germany, led by the 529th. I was one of the MPs in the lead jeep. The convoy would start on Tuesday morning and go to Kassel, West Germany. The next day, the Kassel MPs would take it through the British zone to the Russian zone. The next day, the Berlin MPs would escort the convoy through the Russian zone to Berlin. After a day, the empty convoy would return through the British zone and Kassel, and on the following Monday, it would return to Gießen. On Tuesday, we would take another convoy out to Kassel. Bernard S. Schinko, Kingston, Pennsylvania. Being a Berlin veteran, serving inside the wall in 1968 and 1969, I want to thank you for the cover highlighting the airlift. Charles Farrell, Pinellas Park, Florida. Alan W. Dowd has done it again. This article is excellent and well-researched. It's a keeper. I like the quote from General James Mattis, and Dowd's final statement about Cold War 2.0 is worth remembering. Paul Shogren, Oakland, Maryland. Alan W. Dowd provides a very good example of America's hidden aid in response to the 2014 Ebola outbreak. However, besides the Department of Defense, there was another uniformed service involved in the effort. U.S. troops deployed to Liberia that year did a fine job erecting a 25-bed hospital in the capital of Monrovia. But it was the U.S. Public Health Service, PHS, commissioned corps officers who staffed the hospital and treated the Ebola patients. PHS officers were the only American uniformed personnel providing direct care for the patients. I am retired from the PHS. In addition, officers assigned to the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention, CDC, deployed to several West African countries, where they conducted disease tracking and worked with local authorities to effect hard cultural and behavioral changes that mitigated the spread of Ebola. For these outstanding efforts, President Obama presented the Corps with the Presidential Unit Citation in 2015. Robert C. Williams, Schertz, Texas. While Alan W. Dowd correctly notes that foreign aid is critical to promoting our interests, he focuses on humanitarian and charity aspects. Charity is and should be a private function. Our foreign aid is and should be focused on our vital national interests, such as supporting necessary international norms and constructs. Joseph Gerloni, Fredericksburg, Virginia. Opportunity to succeed. The article by Jeff Stauffer, October, doesn't mention early efforts by the American Legion to provide post-World War I businesses and organizations with a way to differentiate between sincere, down-on-their-luck veterans needing a leg up in life versus insincere, non-veteran fakers trying to take advantage of good-hearted businesses and organizations. This problem was highlighted in American Legion weekly magazines in the immediate post-war era. One post, which I believe was in Providence, Rhode Island, came up with an ingenious pre-DD-214 method by which veterans desiring a handout in either goods or services first had to obtain hard copy proof of their service from one of the city's many local American Legion posts. Gregory Cassidy, historian, Rainbow Post 2, Council Bluffs, Iowa. Iran War Powers Amendment. Senator Tom Cotton, Republican, Arkansas, is exactly right. Big issues, October. Our president shouldn't have to have Congress's approval when our military has been attacked. Senator Tim Kaine knows full well the Democrats will bicker and stall while our troops are in harm's way. Politics as usual. James N. Brooks, Heathsville, Virginia. The First Thanksgiving. I was pleased to see in Lynn Mettler's article, Travel, October, a list for the celebration of the first English Thanksgiving in the New World at Charles City, Virginia. Bravo! Those of us in Virginia get weary of hearing about the first Thanksgiving in Plymouth, Massachusetts. J. A. Barton Campbell, Richmond, Virginia. SS American Legion. The page on SS American Legion, Lore of the Legion, November, missed its greatest contribution to the Navy during World War II. In August 1940, the ship arrived in the Finnish port of Petsamo, now Russian Pechenski, to evacuate Norwegians and others. In secret, a 40-millimeter Bofors twin-mount anti-aircraft gun with spare parts, 3,000 ammunition rounds, and complete drawings was driven up the length of Sweden and loaded on the ship. I uncovered this while taking an oral history class at Cal State Fullerton. One of my classmates interviewed someone evacuated on that voyage. Richard E. Hartman, Fullerton, California. Editor's note, National Chaplain Edward L. Harris, Jr., is a member of Post 711 in Indianapolis, the 11th District's headquarters post, 2019 to 2020 National Officers, November. The American Legion magazine welcomes your opinions. Include your hometown and a daytime phone number for verification. All letters are subject to editing. Due to the volume of mail received, not every letter can be acknowledged. The American Legion magazine, P.O. Box 1055, Indianapolis, Indiana, 46206. Magazine at legion.org. Century of Service, an illustrated history of the American Legion. 100 years of the American Legion. Legacy and vision are connected in this new illustrated history of the nation's largest veterans organization. Rare photos, voices from the past, visions for the future, and more can be purchased for just $9.95 per copy, plus shipping and handling. Founding Values Guide, a 2019 chartered post. A History of Mutual Helpfulness. How Americanism Became a Pillar Purpose. National Security as a Formative Interest. A Century of Support for Children and Youth. The American Legion in Popular Culture. Origins of the Iconic Cap. Legacy of Disaster Relief. Voices from 1919 to 2019. Why I Back the American Legion. Legion Family Values and Much More. Order yours today. American Legion Emblem Sales. Legion.org/emblem sales. 1-888-453-4466.